أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فما أوتيتم من شيء فمتاع الحياة الدنيا وما عند الله خير وأبقى للذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون والذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش وإذا ما غضبوا هم يغفرون والذين استجابوا لربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأمرهم شورى بينهم ومما رزقناهم ينفقون صدق الله العظيم. For many ayats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about this world and various aspects with regards to this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustaining, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing about the difficulties upon us because of our deeds, and the various signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this material world. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about akhirat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the best of akhirat, that is of jannat. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about qualities that we should have, and those qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at, and through those qualities Allah Rabbul Izzat will shower His mercy and grant jannat to those people that possess these qualities. Allah says, فَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, whatever thing it may be, it is the benefit of this material world. All the things that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us, the resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us insofar as the material things, the tangible things of this dunya, we can only use it for the span of this material world. A person can possess all the wealth of this world, but obviously the day when he leaves this world, he cannot take anything with him and he cannot benefit with what he has left behind insofar as this material world is concerned. It is no comparison to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for one in the hereafter. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. And whatever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is insofar as the akhirat is concerned, insofar as jannat is concerned, is better. وَأَبَقَى. And it is everlasting. In one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has simplified this world in comparison to the hereafter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the place of one whoop. Now a whoop is a very, very small thing. We all know what a whoop looks like. In Jannat is far better than this dunya and whatever is in this dunya. One small space like that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has compared to this entire world, whatever is in this world, and he said that is far better. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is better, wa abaqa, and it is everlasting, it is eternal. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qualities of those people that will become eligible for Jannah through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lilladina amanu, the very first quality, it is for those who have brought perfect iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is having iman in the being of Allah, in the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the sifat, the qualities of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is a path and a road that is a never-ending road. The quality of our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to be worked on a daily basis, and we are supposed to improve the quality of our iman every day. We are supposed to remind ourselves about the oneness of Allah and all the qualities of Allah, the power, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact that Allah Rabbul Izzat is the Razik, the Sustainer, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Doer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the supreme power, and all these qualities of Allah is supposed to be embedded in our hearts. And together with that, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about the different aspects of imaniyat, different aspects of those things in which we should have iman with regards to akhirat the day of Qiyamah, Taqdeer, etc. So all that has been included in here. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And then they place their tawakkul, they place their trust in their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now again and again, we have been reminded with regards to the concept of tawakkul, that some of us don't understand what tawakkul is. Some of us do not realize the importance of acquiring this quality of tawakkul. Simply put, tawakkul is this, that whatever material means are available to us, we opt and we utilize those means, but our trust and our reliance will always be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every aspect of our lives, we have to put our trust and our reliance in Allah, and more so insofar as our sustenance is concerned. Whatever the means of acquisition of our sustenance is, we will apply it, whether it is our businesses, our professions, whatever it may be. But then we need to realize and understand that whatever we get is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is only Allah that will sustain us. The next quality Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ. And those people who keep away, who abstain from the major sins. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the major sins, and with regards to major and minor sins, it is because of conveniences, technical differences has been created between major and minor sins. Otherwise, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from should be regarded as major. If we apply this in our lives, then we would not worry about major and minor insofar as the technicalities of the Shariat is concerned, but then we'll keep away from every form of sin. And then Allah says, wal fawahish, and indecency, shamelessness, immodesty. Now indecency, shamelessness, immodesty is also part of sin, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about it because it is such a thing that corrupts a community, it corrupts a society. One or two people are indecent, one or two people are shameless, then obviously that affects others, because indecency and shamelessness are not acts that a person carries out on his own. It is acts that one will involve others. وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. And whenever they become enraged, whenever they become angry, then they do not take revenge. But what they do, هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ, they forgive. And this forgiveness is more especially when one has the ability to retaliate, when one has the ability to take revenge, then one forgives the target of one's anger, then that person is regarded as very noble in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ. And those who have accepted their Rabb, in other words, they have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have accepted all the ahkam, all the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they worship only Allah, whatever Allah has made haram, they keep away from all that. In other words, they have wholly and fully accepted everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever taqdeer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has meted out for that person, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had known best, and they abide by all that. وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ, and they practice and they establish the salat. And now again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions acceptance of all the commands of Allah, but then Allah also speaks about the establishment of salat to show us the importance of salat. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ, and between themselves, the matters are discussed and the matters are solved by shura, and that is by counsel, or what we speak about mashwara. They make mashwara with regards to the important matters of their lives. Like in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that there are many matters that Allah has not discussed in the Quran, many matters Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has not discussed in the hadith. And now when we have to make decisions with regards to those matters, how would we make decisions? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one narration, gather those who are pious servants of Allah, and together with that, in one narration, those who have the understanding of deen, and then discuss with them and come to decisions with them, and whatever decisions they make, one should follow. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has shown us the way that we should be making mashwara, that those who have knowledge, we should be making mashwara with them. And obviously, when a person makes mashwara, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that that person would not make an error, that person would not make a mistake, there will be no regret, to the extent that one hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Allah will put barakah when one makes mashwara and there is mutual consultation amongst parties. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sustained them with, then they make infaq and they spend from that wealth. And again, that is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some of the qualities, it continues, that we need to embed, we need to bring in and inculcate into our hearts, into our lives, so that we become those persons worthy of the mercy of Allah, so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant us the ni'mats of Jannah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.